Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
I wish you Merry Christmas.
祝你圣诞快乐。
Tonight's passage will be taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 12.
今晚的经节取自于那个路加福音第二章第一节到第十二节。
I'll be reading in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to be registered, to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." This is the final night of Advent.
这是降临节的最后一个晚上。
Before and then we shall celebrate Christmas Sunday tomorrow morning.
明天早上我们就会一起庆祝圣诞节。
I think that for in Singapore during December,
在十二月的新加坡。
It's a time for many of us, maybe vacations and Christmas gift shoppings.
是一个大家去度假和购物的时间。
For city dwellers, like us, this kind of a very seasonal change of pace from work and school to times of fun and sharing, I think that's good, that's important.
对于我们这些城市的居民，这个从工作和学校的那个步伐的转变到那个欢乐和分享的时间，的步伐对我们来说是重要的。
But as a Christian, I feel that Advent should add another dimension to this time of the year.
作为一个基督徒，我觉得降临节为每年的这个时刻会增加了多一个层面。
So I was very thankful when quite a number of you came up to me.
所以我当有许多人来跑来跟我说的时候。
And they tell me that they find this year's Advent devotional materials on Luke very meaningful. I was very happy.
他们告诉我他们觉得今年的降临节的灵修材料非常的有意义我觉得非常开心。
I'm happy because I know that for these people, they will be well prepared when we preach on the Gospel of Luke in the coming year.
因为我知道这些人为来年的路加福音的那个讲道已经做好了准备。
Now for those of you who maybe you gave up halfway,
对于那些中途放弃的
or maybe you didn't even get started,
甚至那些还没有开始的
it is still not too late,
还不算太晚。
I think it would be good if we can spend some quiet time tonight,
如果你今天能花一些时间安静的时间会更加的好。
When you go home to read through Luke chapter 1,
你回家的时候把路加福音第一章读完。
And also the devotional booklet that was given to you, that would be great.
然后也把那个给你那个灵修材料读完。
I want to use this opportunity to thank the team of writers, translators, editors, you know, and admin staff who were fully involved in the preparation of this material.
我想要借这个机会来感谢所有参与这个灵修材料的那个他们作者们、翻译、编辑和管理人员。
Because what you are doing is that you are preparing the way of the Lord.
因为你们所在做的是在预备大家来到神的面前。
You are preparing people to come before the God, before God. And I think this work is like John the Baptist.
这就 你这预备大家到神的面前，就好像施洗约翰的工作。
I was at children ministry last Sunday.
我上个星期在儿童事工。
And the worship team said something really well.
敬拜团队说了一些我觉得非常好的事。
The team said, "Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart."
他们说到，直到一直到圣诞节发生在你心里，圣诞节不能算是圣诞节。
And so for to all of you.
所以, 请大家,
take some time, especially tonight,
特别在今晚, 你们播出一些时间,
to prepare your hearts.
预备你的心,
for Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart.
因为圣诞节不算是圣诞节, 一直到它发生在你心中。
In this year's Advent, on the pulpit sermons,
在今年的, 降临节,
We also reflected on God's promises through the prophet Jeremiah.
我们讲到也用了耶利米的预言来讲道。
And this prophecy was spoken during the days of where the Babylonians were supreme.
这些预言是在巴比伦最强盛的时候说到的。
At that time, God's people were facing divine judgment.
在那个时候，上帝的子民面对神圣的那个审判。
But through the prophet, they were also given this hope of restoration.
但他们通过先知。 也被赋予复兴的希望,
the restoration of their land,
回归土地,
the restoration of the people,
复兴他的子民,
and also most importantly, the restoration of their relationship with God.
最重要的是修复与上帝之间的关系,
they were facing dark times.
他们面对那黑暗的时代,
but I believe that they could truly hope and wait.
但我相信他们能够, 在等待,
they can hope and wait because they were counting on the promises of God. And that is the reason why we had to retell all these stories during this time of Advent.
这也是为什么我们要在这个降临节的时候重述这些故事的原因。
Now for us, Christmas comes every year, and it comes comfortably for us every year.
对我们来说，每年都大家都有一个舒适的圣诞节。
It is easy to take this event for granted.
很容易把它当作是一个理所当然的事件。
But I hope that as we recap all these stories in Jeremiah,
我相信通过, 重述耶利米的故事,
it will remind us of that the people of God had this long and painful wait on the promises of God.
它能够提醒我们上帝的子民是经历过一个漫长痛苦的, 等待上帝的应许的时间。
I hope that you feel what it's like for us, you know, to yearn for this restoration.
我希望你能够感觉到那个渴望, 复兴的那种渴望。
I want us to feel the longing.
要感觉到那种渴望。
And that very often for them, it feels like a wait in vain.
但有很多时候你感觉到好像是在白白的在等待。
And since those days of Jeremiah, they have waited.
从耶利米的时代，他们就一直在等待。
And after the days of Babylonians were over,
在巴比伦统治的日子以后,
they experienced the days of the Persians.
他们经历了波斯人的统治。
And after the Persians,
然后是过了波斯人,
come the days of the Greeks.
就是希腊人。
And after the days of the Greeks,
过了希腊人,
then come the days of the Romans.
接着就是罗马人。
The waiting time just stretched on and on.
等待的时间一直都在延长。
The empire from one era to era, it got bigger and bigger.
那帝国不断地在扩张。
The world that they knew got bigger and bigger.
他们所认识的世界也越来越大。
But for the people of God, it was never their world.
但对上帝的子民来说, 这不属于他们的世界。
And after more than 500 years, it now becomes the Roman world.
经过了500多年, 它现在变成了是一个罗马人的世界。
And that is the context for our Christian Christmas story.
这也是我们圣诞节故事的背景。
And at the very beginning, Luke has reminded us.
在一开始, 路加就提醒我们,
these are the days of Caesar Augustus.
这是, 凯撒奥古斯都的时代。
The long wait for restoration continues.
漫长的等待复兴将会继续。
And nothing states this idea of foreign control as blatantly as a census.
这个报名上册更凸显了受外国控制的这个事实。
You know, when I was younger,
在我年轻的时候,
the Christmas story is always, you know, you can imagine it like that, like a cozy, heartwarming tale, sweet baby Jesus, plays in a manger.
圣诞节是一个, 婴孩耶稣在马槽的一个温馨的故事。
But now that I'm slightly older,
现在我稍微年纪大一点,
I begin to notice the significant details.
我开始注意到一些重要的细节。
Hey, it's telling you, Caesar Augustus is taking a census of his world.
那个凯撒奥古斯都正在对他所统治的世界进行普查。
Now make no mistake here.
没错。
Caesar Augustus is taking a measure of his world.
凯撒奥古斯都正在统计他所统治的世界。
He wants to count his people.
他想数算他的人民。
Now these were the days where a census is something that has immense political overtones.
人口普查在当时是, 具有很大的政治色彩。
A census could be taken maybe for the purpose of taxation or for the purpose of military service.
它的目的可能是征税，也可能是服兵役。
But for Augustus himself,
对于奥古斯都而言,
it could also mean securing from the populace oaths of allegiance to the Roman leadership.
也可以意味着他确保大众对罗马的领导宣誓效忠。
How do you know that everyone is pledging allegiance to the Romans?
你如何知道每个人都效忠于罗马?
You do a census.
你做一个人口普查。
And see who registers.
看谁注册。
Now let me give you a simple example. There was a guy that is mentioned in Acts chapter 5, verse 37. He is called Judas of Galilee.
在使徒行传中第五章有一个加利利人犹大。
And during his time, 680, there was a census.
在他的时代，在公元六年左右有一个普查。
And this guy called Judas of Galilee, he is a Jewish leader and he led resistance to this census.
这个犹大作为一个犹太人领袖， 领导那个抵制这个普查。
And he went around encouraging Jews not to register.
他到处鼓励犹太人不要去登记。
And those who did got their houses burnt.
那些去登记的, 他们的房子被烧了。
And his followers would steal the cattle of those who went to register.
而他的追随者也把那些, 去登记的人的牛偷走。
And this was a Jewish rebellion that eventually, after 60 years, became the Jewish War.
这一场犹太人的叛乱最终引发成一场犹太人的战争。
And that is how contentious a census is.
人口普查是一个非常具有争议性的。
If you register, that means that you're claiming that you belong to the Roman Empire.
在你登记之后, 也就意味着说你属于罗马帝国。
Because that's when you also mean that you have to pay your taxes to Rome.
也就是说你必须为, 罗马缴税。
And you might even be drafted to fight for Rome.
你也可能被应要征召入伍为罗马而战。
So you can imagine if you are the king, you are the emperor, if you want to carry out a census, well, then you better be ready for a revolt.
如果你是国王，而你又想要进行人口普查，那么你最好做好准备应付叛乱。
Now, if a census is so contentious,
如果人口普查是这么具有争议性的，
then why did Augustus do it?
那么为什么奥古斯都会去做呢?
It's very simple.
非常简单。
He did it because he could.
他做只因为他可以这样做。
I say again, he did it because he could.
他做因为他可以这样做。
He did it because by that time he knew that he had ruled the world.
因为他知道他统治这个世界。
Julius Caesar might be the one that has conquered the world.
凯撒大帝可能是那个征服世界的人。
But Augustus, he was the grandnephew and later the adopted son of Julius Caesar. He was the one that consolidated it.
但奥古斯都，也就是凯撒大帝的侄孙和养子， 他是那个巩固那个世界他的权力的人。
His original name, he was originally called Octavian.
他最初名叫做乌大维。
And in 27 BC, about 30 years before Christmas, The Senate gave Octavia a new name and called him Augustus.
在公元前二十七年，元老院给了屋大维新的称号，奥古斯都。
Augustus came from the Latin word augur.
奥古斯都来自拉丁语 augur.
Augur means to increase. That means to become bigger.
意思就是增加扩张。
So Augustus, the name that was given means that he is the illustrious one. You know, the revered one. He's the big guy.
也可以被翻译成为那杰出的、那神圣的。
And that was a title of religious authority.
它也是一个宗教权威的称号。
Although it also has political authority, but more so one with religious overtones.
但虽然它也有带有政治权威的性质，但是比较多是宗教权威。
According to Roman religious beliefs,
根据罗马宗教的信仰
，this title symbolizes a stamp of authority over all humanity.
这称号象征着对人性的权威印记。
And even a stamp of authority over nature itself.
也包括了大自然。
The reign of Augustus then initiated an era of relative peace, and we call that Pax Romana, which means the Roman peace.
奥古斯都的统治使罗马进入一个和平时期，被称为罗马和平。
So imagine by the time it comes to Christmas time,
你想象来到了圣诞节
that is about maybe almost 30 years of a relative peace.
大概是三十年的和平
without large-scale wars, without any political opponents, his empire was secured.
没有大规模的战争，也没有政治的反对派，他的帝国是巩固的。
So I say, why did he do the census?
为什么我说他进行那个人口普查
？He did it because by now he could.
因为他可以。
He did the census, and he was confident of withstanding any rebellion.
他有信心抗拒任何的叛乱。
He could count his people because that was the reality.
他可以指望他的人民，因为那是现实。
That no matter how unwilling they may be, he owned them.
不管他们有多么的不愿意，他拥有他们。
They had to pledge their allegiance.
他们必须宣誓他们的忠诚。
Pay their taxes.
缴税。
And fight his wars.
以及为他征战。
Now in the world that it belongs to Caesar Augustus.
在一个属于凯撒奥古斯都的世界里。
You have this character called Joseph.
你有一个像叫做约瑟的这个角色。
He was summoned back to his hometown to be registered, just like everyone else.
他被召回他的家乡，像其他人一样登记。
And he did as he was ordered, just like everyone else.
他也像其他人一样按照命令行事。
And there is a Chinese saying.
有一个中国人的说法。
When you are under the roof.You have to lower your head.
人在屋檐下不得不低头。
He did as he was told.
他按照吩咐去做。
A long journey from Nazareth of Galilee to Bethlehem of Judea.
长途跋涉的从加利利的拿撒勒城到犹大的伯利恒。
He did as he was told.
他按照吩咐去做。
Because like it or not, he is a part of the Roman Empire.
因为不管喜欢与否。他是罗马帝国的一份子。
And Mary had to follow him.
而玛利亚不得不跟随他。
Because she was pledged to be married to him.
因为他是他所聘之妻。
And Jesus had to be a part of the journey.
而耶稣也必须成为这个旅程的一部分。
Because he was in her womb.
因为他在他的肚子里。
And because they were all...From out of town, you know, they were not living in Bethlehem.
也因为他们都来自城外。
They had to make do with whatever that was available.
他们只能将就所使用所现有的。
Now, what is a manger?
什么是个马槽
？A manger is typically used for putting food, for animals to eat and drink from.
马槽是通常用来摆放动物食用的食物和食水。
And that night.A manger became a makeshift crib for to place when Jesus was born.
在那一个晚上，当耶稣出生的时候，那个马槽成了临时的婴儿床。
I was joking with Bun Yang that night the animals have nothing to eat.
我在跟文远牧师开玩笑说，那天晚上动物全部都没东西吃了。
The manger crib became this epitome of what it means to be accommodation. What it means to be accommodating.
那马槽婴儿床成了那个他们的住宿的缩影。
It is far from ideal.
是非常的不理想。
The manger crib is not something that new parents will go looking for in kiddie palace.
马槽的婴儿床不是那些刚为人父母的会去到婴孩用品专卖店想买的东西。
In this past couple of years, we have quite a few babies that were born in Jubilee.
我们的喜年堂在过去几年有好一些婴孩出世。
Were there any young parents that thought that, hey, I want to go around looking for a used manger as a crib for my newborn?Maybe like that, my child will be more like Jesus.
有没有年轻的父母这样想说，我要找个旧马槽当作是我新生的婴儿的那个婴儿床，那我的孩子就有可能会像耶稣。
You have to look for one at the turf club.
你必须到赛马俱乐部去找。
So the manger crib would not have happened if Joseph was still at home at Nazareth.
如果约瑟在他拿撒勒的家中的话，这个马槽婴儿床这件事情就不会发生。
Come on, he's a carpenter, you know.
他是一个木匠。
It will at least be a custom-made crib.
他的婴儿床一定是定制的。
But they were forced to go to Bethlehem.
但他们被逼去伯利恒。
And so Joseph and Mary accommodated.
约瑟和玛利亚就跟着去做。
Placing Jesus in a manger crib.
他们把耶稣放在马槽里。
Because when you are under the roof,
因为人在屋檐下，
you have to lower your head,
不得不低头。
This accommodation will be one that is of great theological significance.
这住宿有很大的神学意义。
Accommodation is 妥协。
这妥协。
Okay. Double meaning. Okay. Anyway.Now, since November last month,
从上个月到现在
the pastoral team has begun to prepare for the land devotions next year.
教牧团队已经开始为明年的降临节的灵修材料做准备。
大斋节。
大斋节。
Yeah. And that's how serious we think about this importance.
我们是非常认真地看待这个它的重要性。
Now, these devotions will be based on Isaiah chapter 56 to 66.
将以赛亚书55章到66章为基础。
Now, as I was preparing my passages,
在我准备的时候，
I was struck by how passionately, you know, the prophet Isaiah was appealing to God.
我对先知以赛亚如何激昂的恳求上帝感到竞争。
He was asking God to just tear apart the heavens.
他要求上帝裂天而降。
He says, tear apart the heavens.Tear apart the heavens so that you would just look at us.
垂看他的百姓。
Now, why is he asking God to do that?
为什么恳求上帝这样做呢？
Because in the suffering of the people of God, he felt it was as if God was deliberately not showing his face.
因为他觉得在他们受苦难的时候，他觉得上帝是故意掩面不顾。
It was as if he was like hiding from them.
他好像是躲了起来。
So please just tear apart the heavens and just look at us.
他恳求上帝裂天而降，垂看他的百姓。
Last Sunday morning, during the prayer meet, we read from Psalm 80.
上个星期天的上午的祷告会，我们读了诗篇第八十篇。
And I felt that the psalmist was doing the same crying to God.
我觉得那个诗人有同样的向上帝做同样的呼求。
He says, "Just wake up, you know, awake your mind."Come and save us.
神啊，施展你的大能来救我们。
Restore us, O God, make your eyes, make your face shine on us that we might may be saved.
求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Now when we, so and that is what we mean when we say talk about this longing of the people.
当我们谈论到人民的渴望的时候，就是这个意思。
This is what we mean when we say that they are yearning for God.
就是他们渴望上帝。
All that they want,
他们所要的
is for God to just, you know, remember them.
就只是要上帝纪念他们。
All that they want is just for God to just look at them.
他们想要的只是上帝垂看他们。
And they know that if as long as God remember them, as long as God would just look at them,
他们知道如果上帝纪念他们垂看他们，
this God who is merciful and compassionate will forgive and restore them.
这个怜悯和慈悲的上帝肯定会原谅他们并复兴他们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们，
this is the good news.
这就是那好消息。
This is the gospel.
这就是那福音。
God remembered his people.
上帝纪念他的子民。
In Mary's song, she said that he has been mindful. That means he remembered the humble state of his servant.
玛利亚说，因为他顾念他使女的卑微。
God remembered his people.
上帝也纪念他的百姓。
God don't just remember them, he also looked at them.
他也垂看他们。
In Zechariah's song, he said, "Praise be to God, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and redeemed them."
撒迦利亚说，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
God remembered them. God looked at them.
上帝纪念他们，上帝垂看他们。
And even far beyond that,
远远在更看着更远的话
，in the humanity of Jesus,
在耶稣的人性中
，God accommodated himself for his people.
他为自己的人民做出了妥协。
He immersed himself into our world.
他进入了我们的世界。
Living in the world of Caesar Augustus.
生活在凯撒奥古斯都的世界里。
And laying in a manger.
并躺卧在一个马槽里。
This is the theological significance.
这是神学的意义。
If you want proof that God is love,
如果你想要证明说上帝就是爱。
That is your proof right there.
那就是你的证明。
But how is this possible?
这怎么可能？
Can God who is almighty come under our roof?
全能的上帝会来到我们当中吗？
Can God of the highest lower his head?
至高的上帝能降低他的身份吗？
Even Solomon wondered when he was building the temple.
甚至所罗门王在建造上帝的圣殿时也这样想。
He said, he asked, will God dwell on earth?
他问到说，神果真住在地上吗？
Will God really dwell on earth?
神果真住在地上吗？
He says, the heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you.
他说，看啊，天和天上的天尚不足你居住。
How much less this temple that I'm building?
何况是我所建的这殿呢？
But the gospel proclaims.
但福音宣告说，
That is your proof.
这就是证据。
A baby in a manger.
躺卧在马槽里的婴孩。
With parents registered in the Roman world.
他的父母在罗马世界里登记。
In the census, Jesus became a member of Caesar Augustus' world.
在那人口普查中，耶稣成为了凯撒奥古斯都的世界的一份子。
But I ask a question.
我要问一个问题。
If that is the case, that even God accommodated for his people.
如果是这样，即使是上帝为他的子民做出妥协。
Then how will his salvation unfold? How can he save?
那他的救恩将如何的展开？他如何的去拯救？
That is a story that we will continue to tell for in year 2017.
这故事将会继续到明年。
And we'll keep telling all the way to the end of Acts.
一直到使徒行传结束。
But for now, we have the declaration from the angel to the shepherds.
但是现在我们有天使对牧羊人的宣告。
The angel said, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you."
因为今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主。
He is the Messiah, He is the Lord.
他是那弥赛亚和主。
This baby Jesus have three titles.
这啊，婴孩耶稣有三个称号
：Savior，
救主
；Messiah or Christ， they both mean the same thing, which means being anointed。
啊，弥赛亚
，and Lord，
啊，以及主。
All these three are royal titles。
这三个都是啊，王室的称号。
These three royal titles were all given to Caesar Augustus during his time.
这三个皇室的称号也都给了这个凯撒奥古斯都。
And in the eyes of men, yes, he deserved these titles.
在一般人的眼中，对他是非常配得这个称号的。
He brought peace to the Roman Empire.
他给罗马帝国带来了和平。
As his name Augustus represents, he is honored above all.
正如他奥古斯都这名的意思，他是首屈一指的。
And he rightly presumed for himself that yes, everything, the world belongs to me.
他正确的假定一切都是属于他的。
At the registration of the census,
在人口普查登记时
，Baby Jesus belonged to Mary.
啊，婴孩耶稣属于玛利亚。
Mary belonged to Joseph.
玛利亚属于约瑟。
And Joseph belonged to the Roman world.
约瑟属于罗马世界。
But in our passage tonight,
但在我们今晚的经节
，Luke subtly hinted to us.
啊，路加非常巧妙地暗示我们
，that besides this human dimension that we see the world,
除了啊这个人性的层面
，there is also the divine, dimension.
还有那神圣的层面。
And so this is what Luke said.
这是路加说的。
Luke said that Joseph went from yes, he went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea.And he says that he went to Bethlehem, the town of David.
他说约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。
Now, why did he have to go to Bethlehem? He says because he belonged to the house and line of David.
为什么他要到伯利恒呢？因为他本是大卫一族一家的人。
And that is Joseph's true belonging.
这是约瑟真正所属的。
Joseph belonged to the house and line of David.
约瑟本是大卫一族一家的人。
And David belonged to God.
而大卫属于上帝。
So in the declaration of the angel to the shepherds,
所以在天使向牧羊人的宣告中
we are reminded again, yes, Jesus is born in the town of David.
我们再次的被提醒，耶稣出生于大卫城。
And David belonged to God.
而大卫是属于上帝的。
It is a timely reminder of his true divine belonging.
这是他真正神圣属性的对我们的一个及时的提醒。
Yes, Caesar Augustus may have all the honor that is bestowed upon him by men.
凯撒奥古斯都可能拥有人给予他所有的那个荣誉。
But the titles of Jesus were all bestowed to him by God.
但耶稣的冠冕是由上帝所赐给他的。
Jesus is the true Savior.
耶稣是真正的救主。
He is the true Messiah.
他是真正的弥赛亚。
He is the true Lord.
他是真正的主。
The peace of Rome shall dissipate over time, and history has proven this.
罗马的和平将随着时间的过去而消失。
But the peace of God will last till eternity.
但上帝的平安将持续到永恒。
Based on human reality, yes, Jesus belonged to the world of Caesar Augustus.
根据人类的现实世界，耶稣是属于奥古斯都的。
But in divine reality, he belonged to God.
但是在神圣的现实中，他是属于上帝的。
And that is how Luke tells his story.
啊，这也是路加如何的述说他的故事。
At the beginning of verse 1, he tells you, yes.It was the world of Caesar Augustus. It was his census.
他在开始的时候说到，这是奥古斯都的世界，他进行了人口普查。
But at the end of this story, in verse 21, this is what he said.
在故事的结尾，就是第二十一节，他这样说道。
He said, "On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, this child was named Jesus."
满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣。
The name that the angel has given to him.Even before he was conceived,
这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。
both the naming of Jesus and the circumcision tells us.
这名字和行割礼告诉我们
，this child belongs to God.
这孩子是属于上帝的。
This is the child, the Savior that will comes from God.
这孩子就是那救主，来自于上帝的救主。
As we come to the end of 2016,
2016年就将要结束。
I'm mindful of all the struggles that we have faced this year.
我非常明白我们今年所面对的斗争。
It feels like we are living in the times of powerful men.
感觉上就好像我们生活在一个强者的时代。
Times of powerful men, just like it was during the ancient biblical days.
就好像在古圣经的时候的时代。
Take Aleppo for example.
以阿勒颇为例。
A city of millions flattened into ruins by the Russian bombs.
一个有数百万人口但被俄罗斯的炸弹炸成废墟的城市。
I can barely look at the pictures or videos, you know, faces of women, children, full of ashes.
那些照片，那些妇女和儿童脸上充满灰烬的那些照片和录像，我实在看不下去。
They live in the times of Putin.
他们生活在普京的时代。
Or the millions of marginalized people in America.
或者是在美国那数百万被边缘化的人。
The, maybe the illegal immigrants.
例如那些非法移民。
Or those who need medical insurance to continue.
或者是那些需要医疗保险的人。
They are fearful in the impending days of Trump.
他们害怕即将来临的特朗普的日子。
We are counted as fortunate in Singapore.
我们在新加坡算得上是幸运的。
But we know we cannot shelter ourselves from the ripples and waves that come from all the superpowers.
但是我们知道，我们不能够避免来自超级大国的压力。
I guess what I'm trying to say is this.
我想要说的是
，Very often we may feel powerless in the world of the powerful.
我们在强者世界里可能会觉得无能为力。
We are forced to pledge allegiance.To whoever's in charge.
我们被逼向当权者宣誓忠诚。
Just like it was for the people of God living in the world of Caesar Augustus.
就像那些生活在凯撒奥古斯都世界里的上帝子民一样。
But in the gospel, in the good news of God,
但在这福音里
I take comfort in God who loves us so much.
我对那深爱我们的上帝感到欣慰。
He loves us so much, he even bent over backwards to come into our lives of struggles.
他深爱着我们，他肯降低自己，以进入我们这个充满挣扎的生命。
Now each one of us in our own lives, we have our own difficulties.
我们每个人都有自己所面对的困难问题。
I do not know for each one of us when the day of deliverance might come for you.
我不知道对每个人何时会被解救。
And very often, yes, it is a long and painful wait on the promises of God.
很多时候等待主的应许的过程是漫长而且是痛苦的。
But I hope tonight is a message of comfort to you.
但我希望今晚的讯息对你是一个安慰。
It is comforting to know that the world does not belong to the powerful.
因为我们知道这世界不属于强者。
This is my heavenly Father's world.
这是我天父的世界。
And in His due time, He sends His Savior. He saves His people.
在适当的时候，他差他爱子解救他的子民。
And so your allegiance belongs to no one else.
所以你的忠诚不属于任何人。
You belong to God.
你是属于上帝的。
And that's what really matters.
这才是真正重要的。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven.Lord, we thank you because you are with us. And because you are with us, we have no fear. We live and thrive in your promises. We belong to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.